parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, and God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, March the 11th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Send me a text message. Let me know where you're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Especially if you're a new listener, you've never texted me into the show before. Just text me the city, the location, where you're listening to the radio station. Greatly appreciate that. We're going to have Dr. Jeff on in the next segment, Ask the Vet from Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan. If you have any questions for him you'd like to ask Jeff, text him to me right now, and I'll be sure to get him into the show. Well, the governor met with the president yesterday at the White House. She had a list of things that she wanted for the state of Michigan that she reached out to him and asked him to provide, consider doing for us here in the state of Michigan. We'll be getting into that story. Also, Department of Health and Human Services. According to a House Oversight Committee, yesterday, State Representative Jason Wolford laid out the findings of his report, which found that the SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, had an error rate of almost 10%, which is well above the federal benchmark of 6%. If left unresolved, the state of Michigan could face federal penalties to the tune of about $320 million. This would be in penalties, fines, and fees for not running, managing the SNAP program efficiently. So we'll get into that story. We also had another story that I wanted to get you guys to be made aware of. Big fines for clerical errors causing big problems for school districts. Kingston Community School District received a jarring fine. The bill, $85,136. The region superintendent Jean Pierce told the House Appropriations Subcommittee on School Aid yesterday. It was imposed because of mere clerical errors made in months prior. Recently hired teacher was signed up to take the Michigan Test for Teachers Certification, the MTTC, generally required to be for a full teacher in the state's public schools. But the session was canceled due to COVID, so she rescheduled a subsequent session. In the meantime, the state allowed classes to resume as pandemic restrictions were loosened, at which point she then came back to school to teach the kids. But because the district had mistakenly neglected to complete a permit to teach for her, it was technically out of compliance with the law, and they were forced to pay a hefty penalty. Well, we're going to talk about this story in detail. Michigan Department of Education, they have opinions about it as well. So we'll get into all of it. Grab another cup of coffee. Text me any questions you have for Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital, 231-360-5140. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevinformi.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment here on this Hump Day Wednesday. Jeff is having some technical issues with his computer. Let's see if we can get him on the line some other way. Technology. Love it when it works and hate it, absolutely hate it when it doesn't. So we will see if we can do it this way. The good old-fashioned cell phones. Something happening up there in Sault Ste. Marie, so we'll see. Okay, let's do it this way. One ringy dingy, here we go. Hey, this is Trucker Randy. I need to talk to Jeff, Dr. Jeff. We're on live on the radio. Thank you. Yep. So whenever things don't work out, well, you do a workaround. That's what you do. So we'll see what's going on up there at Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Jeff, are you there, buddy? Okay, and not hearing him. Let's see. Make sure he picked up. Jeff, are you there? Oh, man. Okay, we're already connected to your phone. On hold. Let's see if we can do it this way. Okay. Again, technology, man, we had it all set up this morning. He had a green light. We were good to go. And something happened when I started calling him. So, okay. There you are. Hey, Jeff, are you there?
This is Tricia. Dr. Jeff will be right there in just a moment. We're having some computer difficulties. He said it'll be about another 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you. And he's going to pick up the phone?
He's getting on the computer.
Okay, we tried it already. Let's see if we can get him to do it. Let's see.
Okay. He said, I'm going to put you on hold. He's going to do the call.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, bye.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, well, I'm a lot better. My computer just decided to have a conniption fit.
Well, listen, we missed you last week. Were you out of town or sick or what was going on?
I was in the Caribbean.
Oh.
On our first cruise.
Oh, very cool. Good, good, good. So you got a nice suntan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just make sure I didn't get burned. That was the last thing I wanted to do. So.
Right.
But, we went, got... Marcy's been wanting to go on one, so I got her a cruise for Christmas, and we went and did the Virgin Voyages, is who we rode with, and it was really nice.
Cool.
Yep, hit Dominican and Bahamas and Puerto Rico, so.
Very cool.
And I didn't get seasick. I was a little nervous about that. I keep telling people, there's a reason I joined the Army, not the Navy.
But you had pretty good weather, so the waters were nice and calm?
Yeah, actually, yep. Had a couple sea days where we had to travel, more exposed to the Atlantic Ocean, and we did get a bit more of some rollers there, but I had one of those little patches, and it worked great.
Very cool, very cool. Well, listen, I got a couple of text messages already. I told the folks you were coming on, and people want to talk about... a couple of different items. The first one I got for you, Jeff, is dental care.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we talk about there at the Sioux Animal Hospital, you actually have a separate room now set up for dental. Explain to the folks what that room's all about and why did you decide to separate it from the rest of the hospital?
Yeah, so we have now our own dedicated dental suite. And the reason why we do that, one, is we can have all the dental equipment in one location, just so it's easy to reach, easily accessible. The other reason is two dentals are considered a, because we also are going for our American Animal Hospital Association certification too, and dentals are not really a sterile procedure because, you know, you go in there and you're cleaning the teeth and there's bacteria and it gets aerosolized and things like that. And it's kind of something you really don't want to do, you know, in your sterile surgery room. You know, before when we were doing it in the surgery room, we would do it at the end of the day when we were done with surgery, okay? So we were done with all our sterile procedures, then we would go ahead and do our dentals, and then we, obviously it gets deep cleaned, you know, every day afterwards.
Yeah.
So we would do it like that. So this way, it keeps the surgery room cleaner, okay? And also now will allow us, as we get a few more staff, we've got a bunch of new staff that we've trained or that we've hired that we're training, it will now allow us, instead of having to wait till surgeries are done, then do dentals, we can actually start doing dentals earlier in the day and then be able to get more dentals done.
I see. Got it. It just basically isolates it and keeps it very much totally dedicated just to the dental fact, dental aspect of the hospital.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Do they need a major advance appointment in advance? The dog is overdue and their current vet, actually, I don't know why, but said that they were having problems at their current office that they go to, wanted to know if it would be, according to schedule, how quickly, how soon could they get their animal in?
We can usually get them in, you know, usually within a few weeks. It's not too bad.
Okay, good.
So,
not backed up too bad.
No.
Okay. Another text message came in for you this morning. Said that this is kind of a follow-up to what I talked with Dr. Caitlin last week.
Okay.
This is a different listener. Car sickness for the dogs. And she talked about certain drugs and potentially different doses. What is it that you like to do, prescribe, or try out with people regarding car sickness?
Usually we can use, you can use the Astrenia is the name of the drug, kind of the brand name drug that we use a lot for car sickness. There's also... I mean, obviously we have, you know, I've got keys to the candy box. You know, we got Zofram, I put them on, things like that too. You can give them Dramamine, like over-the-counter Dramamine, and that, or in Canada, for our Canadian listeners, I think it's called Gravel. That's the first thing I remember when I moved up here, and all of a sudden now, you know, I've got Canadian clients over there talking like, yeah, we give our dog gravel. I'm like, why are you giving your dog gravel?
You're thinking road gravel, right?
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that, this is my first exposure to a, to the international stuff where they'll sell something on this side of the border called one thing and then go over there and it's the same stuff but they call it something else.
Sure.
So, but for like Dramamine that you would get like over the counter, usually you give about 2 to 4 milligrams per pound, which means if you had a 25 pound dog, is you would give then 50 to 100 milligrams depending on how now. You know, depending on how car sick the dog gets, and, you know, stuff like that. And I always start small, okay? So I'd start at the low end of that dose and see if that helps. And if that doesn't help, you know, then you can always give more. It's hard to take back, you know, once you've given the pill.
Sure,
you know?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, very good. Now, I've never had that problem with any of my dogs, but we've always, you know, got them when they were younger. Puppies or whatever, is that something that maybe perhaps people didn't take their dogs for a lot of rides in the vehicles when they were young and then start doing it when they're older? Or is this something that is just some breeds are, you know, suspect to this type of, you know, car sickness?
Well, it's kind of like Some people are more susceptible to it than others. And then, it's like me getting my sea legs. You could also, dogs have to get their car legs, so to speak. And I would do that with my litters. I would put them in the car and drive them around and stuff. And then I did notice as they were little, they would throw up a lot. They'd get a lot of puppies would get car sick. But then, time, you'd drive them around and that, they would get better about it.
Sure.
So, now, like I said, some animals don't, and it's just they're never going to. So, it's just what it is. But, I did actually get an interesting phenomenon kind of occurred to me after our first, we had like two days of sea days where it was kind of rolling pretty good.
Sure.
And then there's such thing as getting your land legs, too. We've all seen Pirates of the Caribbean, and you see Captain Jack Sparrow when he's running on land. He's kind of running, like, goofy and things like that.
Right.
Well, that's because you've been on the boat for so long, you're used to it. Your body's adapted to the swaying and moving, and now all of a sudden you're walking on land where it's not swaying and moving.
Right.
And, yeah, like the first half hour after I got off the boat, we got in the port, I was walking a little, not that bad, but a little funny, and I'm like, oh, wow. So that's kind of a real thing.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Well, even our little four-legged friends evidently have issues when traveling as well.
Yep. So. Yeah.
All right, very good. Well, listen, I know that with you being gone, Dr. Caitlin held down the ship for you, and
good.
She talked about really enjoying all the different things that she's doing there at the animal hospital, and she even went, I think she said, out west somewhere where she went to a conference and got some training,
yep.
So...
Yep, she went down to the Aquendo Center. I think we sent her down there for... like the basic surgery thing, so she can start doing more of the, more of the more advanced surgeries, like I do too. The other thing that we have is that we have our endoscopes are up and running now. We've got them all in, and they're all put together, and we actually used them the other day for bladder stones in a dog. Didn't wind up having to do the surgery, but the endoscopes certainly helped in diagnosing it.
Wow, that is great. And,
yep.
And is that... something, do you use that during the surgery, or is that just something for diagnostic purposes?
Well, we used it for diagnostic, tried to remove them with the, with the grabbers, through the endoscope, couldn't get it out, so they're like, all right, we got to go to surgery. But the other thing is the surgery let me make a smaller incision, and then I could use the scope to find out whether or not I need to... we needed to go into this dog's bladder or not. So,
Made the surgery a lot more efficient.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. I was really, so we can even use it intra-op too.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, folks, I'm going to give out the phone number. If you would like to get a second consult or maybe make Dr. Jeff your family's vet, the phone number to call 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. And all you really need to do is have your current vet email the records up to them. It's info@sualtanimalhospital.com, all spelled out. S-A-U-L-T, animalhospital.com. So, well, welcome back, sir. I know you're crazy busy.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, and let's get that computer fixed for next week.
Yeah, it was running, and all of a sudden.